This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. On Thursday.
It is. Hey, hey, hey. We're glad that you decided to make us part of your day. My husband's laughing at me.
I felt like I was at a baseball game. Hey, hey, hey.
You're
that's,
not.
That's great.
You might wish that you are, but you're
awesome.
Not, honey. Well, here's what we want to talk about today. It's about staying in peace, okay? As you go throughout the day today, we want you to stay in peace. It'll keep you from making a bad situation worse, and it'll also bring peace to other people. In other words, if you find yourself in a bad situation today, make it a point to stay in peace, okay? Because that way, you will not make the situation worse.
You know,
that is so important for somebody to keep their head on straight.
That's for sure.
You know, where does this come from, honey?
Well, it comes from Romans 12:18. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. And let me repeat that. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone.
Yeah, your next-door neighbors.
Not just select friends.
Your in-laws.
That make you feel good.
Your co-workers.
Everyone. You know?
The people on the freeway.
Yeah.
Ooh, the people in line at Starbucks.
Yeah, so.
Somebody was really, I pulled out in front of somebody. It was a man, honey, and he was so mad at me. There was so much traffic where I was at today because it was one of those four-way stop signs, no light, just four stop signs. And I was kind of getting a little bit stressed because there were so many people. And I went on and I saw him coming, and boy, he had made up his mind it was his turn. And I looked over at him and, woo, he was not happy with me. He was not at peace with me. But, you know, I kept my cool and I kept going. Because I was not going to make a bad situation worse.
Yeah. Well, staying in peace, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, this world we live in tries every way possible for us not to live in peace. Mm-hmm. It really does. And it tries to keep us in the situation that we're in that is maybe stressing us out or what have you. I mean, I know, you know. And my job, there's a lot of times that I'm wondering, you know, how come I'm not walking in peace? You know, sometimes I just have to take a time out.
Yeah.
And say, you know what, man? I need to walk away for a minute and just pray. You know, sometimes we say things we regret.
Right.
You know? And I'm not above that. You know, and I've said things, but you know what? What you need to do when that happens in order to stay in peace, to go in peace, is to confront the person that you may have had a wrongdoing with.
And you know, that makes you become a peacemaker instead of a peacekeeper.
That's right.
If you become a peacemaker, like the Bible talks about, you're one of those people that wants everybody to be in harmony, to be at peace with each other. A peacekeeper is someone that has this attitude. Don't say anything. Let's just keep it cool. Let's don't upset anybody. And that builds resentment.
Yeah.
A peacemaker wants to get it all out. Let's get it all out. Let's talk about this so we don't have to live in strife. So there is no opportunity for resentment to take place. So I was really surprised when I saw that in the Word, because for years I thought being a peacekeeper was the best approach, but it's not. He tells us to be a peacemaker.
Yeah, be
it takes
proactive,
courage
you know?
To do that. It really does.
That's right. Be
but
on
when
the offense.
You remain peaceful, you know, it's contagious.
Yeah.
It takes two to argue. It really does.
Yeah.
So, but it also takes a lot of courage to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, peacekeeper, you're on the defense. A peacemaker, you're on the offense. You're making it happen. You're being proactive. You know, you're trying to make someone else's day peaceful.
Yeah, peacekeepers don't like confrontation.
Right. You know, and all of us have been hurt, and all of us have hurt others. But God's love enables us to ask them for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And that takes humility, yeah, as we always talk about.
You know, and maybe the pain we've caused, you know, can be forgiven. But you have to humble yourself. Be humble and go up to them and say, you know what, man? What I said earlier wasn't right. And I didn't honor you. And I certainly didn't honor my God.
Well, I do want to just stroke my husband here a little bit. You're really good at being the first one to step up to the plate and try to make things right. And I admire that about you. That takes a lot of humility to do that, honey. But you're one of those kind of people. It's like you came in when I saw you earlier and you said, you know, I just, one of my employees and this happened. And I said, I talked to her and I remembered, you know, this and told her that I felt bad for calling her down. I mean, I admire that about you.
Wow.
I just want you to know that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you for that. I appreciate you saying that.
The mature one, the spiritually mature one, is the one that will do that.
Right.
Be the one to make amends first, regardless.
Exactly. Because it could have been a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
It really could have. But you know what? I said, you know what? No matter what, before I leave today, there's going to be peace.
Yeah.
Because God really instilled in me, make amends, make it peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. And so I did, you know? And I thank God for that. Because I didn't deserve, and she didn't deserve, to walk away not peaceful.
Right, right. And to remain peaceful is so important. That's how we'll think straight.
Yeah.
That's how we'll make good decisions. And when you're not in peace, you can't hear from God.
Yeah.
And again, another point to our ministry is helping people be at peace with God, peace with themselves, so we can be at peace with everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all for peace, man. I want peace.
Yeah, we've
and
said,
that's what I follow.
I
don't have peace, I'm not doing it.
We've both said it before, you know, love and action, it's not easy.
Mm-mm.
It's not easy.
Mm-mm.
I mean, what is it? It demands we swallow our pride,
okay,
and admit our wrongs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that is staying in peace.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you can do that, the only way you can do that, is through the one who gives us peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Jesus.
He is the Prince of Peace.
He sure is. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mm-hmm. And He desires for each of us to walk in peace.
Right.
You know.
No, that's what I want. I have to have peace.
I know.
I have to have peace.
I mean, He, you know, our Lord. Whether you know Jesus, have walked away from Him for some reason, let me just tell you, He didn't walk up Calvary, up that mountain, to hang on that cross after He had been beaten, so we would walk around with our head down.
Mm-hmm.
The cross points east and west.
North and south.
North and south. And north goes to God the Father. And that's where He wants us doing, is He wants us looking up.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why our ministry is living it up.
That's right. Hello.
Okay. It's not going to a party or something, but it is the best party, though, if you really think about it. It's the party with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our hope of eternity. And so, if you've never known Jesus, you've wondered about it. You might have been in church for a long time, but you've never given your heart to Him. Or if you've walked away because you have a hard, maybe you have a hard time staying in peace. Well, today's your day. And I would really be honored, and so would Teresa, if you would pray this prayer as I pray it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, I know that You died on the cross You rose on the third day to give me a new life. And because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Jesus, I give you my life. I'm ready. I need you, Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? If you prayed that prayer, we would love for you to email us at livingitup.org. Or if you just want to give some comments,
mm-hmm.
we'd love to hear that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And please forward our podcast to your friends, relatives, coworkers, anyone you know that maybe having a hard time right now, and maybe they don't know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that something in this podcast will bring them closer to that awesome relationship with Jesus.
And we want you to know His peace. His peace is different from what the world offers. His peace is peace in the midst of conflict. The peace that the world offers is absent of conflict.
Uh-huh.
You want to be peaceful in the midst of it.
That's right.
Okay? So anyway, stay in peace. It will keep you from making a bad situation worse. And it will bring peace to other people.
That's right.
We love you guys. We hope that you are living it up today while beginning again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so glad that you spent your time with us.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.